hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Special edition of the show today. And this is a real treat because I am going to be hanging with at least three, if not more, of some of the biggest diving legends the industry has ever seen. We are on the Virgin Voyage cruise ship, and I've had the opportunity to hang with Captain Walt DeMartini, possibly Gomez and Julio, his alter egos after he's had a cocktail or two. We got Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlanta's Dive Center, and we got the dive god, Neil Watson. We got family, we got his brother Butch, we got his friend Carl, and a few other hanger-ons that are just hanging with us, having a big old good time with us here on the Virgin Voyage. But it's a treat to especially hang with the dive god, Captain Slate, and Captain Walt. And so we're going to dig deep into these in these folks' background in the dive industry, because basically Neil started scuba diving in Bimini, and we're going to do a little stop in Bimini here tomorrow on the cruise itinerary. But I get to hang with Neil for like 4 or 5 days, and he actually acknowledges my presence. How you doing there, Neil?
I'm doing fantastic. Actually, last year was our 50th anniversary in Bimini. You know, I had to give a fake name to book on this cruise because
for legal reasons or something, or
by law, Slate and I aren't allowed to travel together in, right, in confined areas.
What, is that true, Cam Slate, or you plead the fifth?
Absolutely, especially on the water because of the two dive things at one place. They don't want us there.
It's like crossing the streams. You know, you do this, you're asking for trouble. But yeah, we got the dive god, Cap Slate, famous for feeding fish with his face. These are the first two guests that we had pretty much on Scuba Radio almost 30 years ago. And so here we are all these years later, kicking back in the smoking lounge on the Virgin Voyage cruise ship. You got a cigar. Life is good. Is it not there, Neil?
Life is fantastic, I'm telling you. If I was a dog, my tail would be wagging.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny. Every time I have the amazing opportunity to hang with diving legends like this, you got to pinch me. I can't believe I have this opportunity. And we're going to bring you along for some of the stories that I've heard, because when I hang with these guys over a cocktail or a cigar or whatever, it never fails to amaze me that I find out something new. I mean, after all these years, almost 30 years of doing Scuba Radio, and Neil being there since day one, every time I hang with him, I hear something new that he's done in the past, and I'm like, wow, how did I not know this story? Because you got a few of them. You hear what I'm saying, Neil?
Just a few, but it's tough to upstage Slate. Actually, with our memories fading, Slate reminds me of my stories, and I remind him of his.
Yeah, so what you blocked out, he remembers, and vice versa. I gotcha. Exactly. And obviously, Neil, we've talked about this many times before. Four Guinness Book World Records, longest scuba dive, 66 miles underwater, 437 feet on air before people knew better.
And he lived.
What? And 1 inch is, Walt chimes in, yes, exactly. And we'll just leave that one lie where that inch comes into play. But that's just a couple. He has a karate one. He has an airplane thing. We've talked about this many times before. But, you know, Neil actually too, you know, and we've covered this over the years. He's traumatized our mermaids over the years with a move he used to make with the ladies, like, "Hi, my name is Neil." He'd break down on one knee like he was proposing, and he quite the charmer. It was a good opening line there, Neil. I've seen it many times. But I found out something from his brother, Butch, who's wandering around, and he's escaped Bruce. Right now. Oh, Bruce. I said Butch. Right, yeah. Bruce, who is Neil's older brother.
Right.
And we were having breakfast the other day with him, and he was telling me, like, you know, yeah, he does that Neil thing. "Hi, my name is Neil," and you go down on one knee. But he also has a thing where he used to bite girls in the butt. And that, was that an opening line, or what was that all about?
Well, that worked pretty good till I got hit in the head with a pool cue.
Okay, well, I was going to say, I mean, you couldn't get away with that now, but it back in the day, that was one of the smooth operator type of lines you used to play?
Yeah, you're right. It wouldn't work anymore.
Yes, okay. So I didn't know he used to do that, but he lived to tell us about it, and there you go. Or at least his brother did, and you had blocked it out until he reminded us of that story. So there you go. I found out something new about the dive god and how he used to operate. And then Captain Slate, I'm talking to him, and we're enjoying some of the activities here on the Virgin Voyage cruise ship. They have dancing and everything, and they had some disco thing going, and he said, "I used to be a disco dance instructor." And this was before your diving days?
Oh, not before my diving days.
You did that in conjunction with feeding fish with your face.
Exactly. Well, I was diving in the 60s, and then of course I moved to Florida in 72, and disco was big, and I loved to dance. My mother was a dancer, loved to do dancing, and my sister, and so the girl I was dating at the time and I were disco queens, and we started teaching it at the junior college.
Wow.
So
you know all the moves. You like taught John Travolta how to do the whole Saturday Night Fever thing.
It was in Jacksonville. I was a high school teacher, and I taught adult education, and we taught disco. And literally by accident, I met John Travolta in Jacksonville.
Yeah,
not dancing with him, but in a furniture company up there that was a discount company. I was in there buying stuff for my house, and there was John Travolta in there doing the same thing for something.
Wow. Okay. So, see, I didn't know that. But, you know, I knew that back in our earlier life, you were a teacher.
Right.
Which is kind of scary in its own right. Oh, but well, you said adult education was your thing that you taught? Is that what you said?
Yeah. When you teach, you can teach at night for the junior college. It was Florida Junior College in Jacksonville. And we taught disco, my girlfriend and me.
Well, you taught disco, but you said adult education. Is a teacher? Is that what you said?
Oh, no. As a high school teacher, I taught business.
Oh, business. Okay. All right. That and disco, yeah. I mean, I guess it goes hand in hand. Right, Neil?
Right.
Well, did he ever show you any of those moves?
No.
Or were you too busy biting girls on the ass?
I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, well, the polyester bell bottoms and the platform shoes I hadn't worn in a couple of years.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you got there, Walt? What do you think of this? Did you know about this with Captain Slate and the dive god?
No, I didn't know anything about the bell bottom pants, though. I did know about that. I was carrying a Christmas tree out of my house one day that had been sitting in there for about 3 months. Everything was dying on it, and I picked the Christmas tree up and headed for the front door with the Christmas tree, hooked my big toe on the bell bottom of the pants, and stumbled right down on top of the Christmas tree. Got up and I was just covered with blood from the needles.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's a Christmas memory.
That's special.
There you go. Was that a Gomez or Julio or Walt?
Those guys weren't even involved then.
That was before the alter egos evolved with Captain Walt. Yep. Is that right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it's really rough sharing a room with those two guys. They're a little out of control.
Yes. Well, you know, so yeah, Julio pops in after Walt's had, you know, a couple of his Ron Zacapas on the rocks, and then Julio maybe after about five or six. Is that kind of the MO there, Walt?
Yeah, but you can't understand Julio because he no peaky ingly.
Yeah. Okay. No peaky panty or something. I don't know. That keeps popping up every once in a while. So he might rear his head here at some point here during our little soiree here on the Virgin Voyage cruise.
School teacher.
Well, yeah, I know. That is crazy.
Amazing.
Isn't it? Yeah, so we got living legends with us today on the show, and we're going to dig deeper into their diving past. We actually will talk about some of their diving exploits, believe me, on top of biting girls in the butt and disco dancing. But that's all coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.